Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Honor of God. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
What if the Apostle Paul, he's been in a dungeon. He's been in chains and leg irons. And now the ship, they've been in this typhoon for weeks. The ship's been tossed in this storm. And they're all thinking just any minute they're all going to sink and die. Except for him, he's down there praying and believing God. And then gets on the island. They all make it alive. He goes and gets sticks to put on the fire, puts them on the fire. A deadly venomous viper jumps out of the fire, fastens onto his hand. And at this point, a lot of people would have started crying and said, God, I'm trying to serve you here. I've been in prison. I've been eating stinky jail food. I hadn't had decent clothes, couldn't take a bath. I've been tossed up and down in this storm for weeks. The ship sinks, and now I get snake bit? This ain't supposed to be happening to me. I'm a faith man. This is not supposed to be happening to me. That's how you swell up and die.
Amen.
Huh? And your friends have to send back that the missionary died on the island. What did he do? I said, what did he do? Come on, anybody read the Bible? Shook that thing off in the fire and said, big deal.
Amen.
God's bigger than snakes. He's bigger than storms. He's bigger than jail. He's bigger than anything.
Amen.
Amen. This doesn't mean anything. And just keep on persevering and expecting the power of God to come. No matter what. And God showed up, healed people in the island, miracles, people got saved.
Amen.
Amen. What do you do when the devil messes with you? Things go from bad to worse. Shake it off and have revival anyhow. Shake it off and have miracles anyway. Now, verse 9, they came and were healed. Look at verse 10, though. Verse 10, what? Who, the people, all these people that came and got blessed in the meeting, they honored us with many honors. And when we departed, they loaded us. Everybody say loaded.
Loaded.
Loaded us with such things as were necessary. Is that appropriate?
Yes.
It is appropriate. Now, were they trying to pay for their healing?
No.
No. That would have been an insult. That would have been wrong. But they honored Paul and they honored the whole company. And they honored God, didn't they? Because there were all kind of islands across the ocean there that Paul wasn't washed up on. God helped him to be washed up on their island. And they're the ones that heard the gospel. And they're the ones that got healed. And they were glad about it. And they were thankful about it. And they showed that they valued Paul and they valued his company. This whole honor thing is about value. When you give something to somebody, if it's your friend, your mother, your daddy, your sister, your spouse, whoever it is, you give something to somebody, that something has some value. And what you're saying is, this is valuable to me. But you are more valuable to me.
Amen.
Do you see that?
Amen.
When you come and stand up with your tithes and offerings, you're saying, this money is valuable to me. I worked long hours for this. I invested and you blessed me. But you are far more valuable to me than this money. And so I give it to you.
Right.
You're showing where your values are. Well, why do people never put a dime in an offering anywhere? That money is more valuable to them than those things of God are. Why do people never give anything to their friends? Or they're stingy about giving things to their family? They value themselves more, and that thing means more that I have it than you do. Now, in this walk of faith, the Lord will put His finger sometimes on your Isaac. Am I know what I mean by that? What's your Isaac? Your Isaac is the most precious thing. I know some years ago I was at a church and the pastor came and he had a tie in his hand. And it was a nice tie, designer tie, I don't know who made it, but it was really expensive. And it was good looking. And he said, "You're supposed to have this tie." He said, "This is my favorite tie in the whole wide world. I like this tie." I said, "Well, keep it." He said, "No, no, I like you better." And the Lord dealt with me to give you this tie. There's been numerous times the Lord's dealt with me to give people things. And I liked that thing. It was my thing that I enjoyed. You know? Just a couple of years ago, the Lord had blessed me with two pinball machines and some video games that I enjoyed and liked. And a pastor friend of mine in another state, I got it on my heart, I wanted to bless him with them. And so I gave him, and then I gave another person another pinball machine. Well, just this past week, I got two better ones.
Amen.
Amen. They're even better than the way. It's ones I'd had my eye on kind of for 2 or 3 years. Now, I'd noticed them, and I thought, yeah, that's one of them's real neat. I'm going to put it outside, and you get to play in the right thing, and the fan will come on and blow you in the face. Sharp. Yeah, it'd be nice in the summertime, won't it? But anyway, what was I saying? I like that, but I like you more. This is worth something to me, but you're worth more to me. Somebody gave me a gold Rolex Cellini. You might know what that is. That's a very, very thin gold Rolex. Nice little watch. And I guess I've had it for a year or two. Well, a few months ago, we were riding home from church, and I pulled it off my arm and I gave it to Phyllis. And I said, "I want you to have this."
Amen.
Amen. How many know your wife's good ground to sow into?
Amen.
And your husband's good ground to sow into?
Amen.
The Bible teaches you to honor your wife.
Yeah.
Teaches you to honor your husband, right? I like that watch.
Amen.
I like her more.
Good.
You understand what I'm saying? And I've seen that kind of thing again and again. The Lord has had us go and buy people or give people very, very nice things. Phyllis has given away how many fur coats? 4 or 5 fur coats. She's given away I don't know how many diamond rings. And that somebody says, "Well, you know, what good is that?" It can be a lot of good. In the right situation. One of these ministers, she gave, a woman minister, she gave one of those rings to. We didn't know it, but she was in one of the darkest, toughest times of her life, and she was despairing and thinking about quitting and giving up, and she came back with tears and said, "You're going to give me this? And this is one of the most precious things you have." And Phyllis said, "God loves you, and we love you, and you're valuable. This is valuable, but you're a lot more valuable than this." And it ministered to them. Can you use stuff to love people with?
Yes.
Yes, you can. I said, yes, you can. Where are you at in the scripture? Good. They honored us with many honors, and they loaded us. Everybody say they loaded us.
Loaded.
They loaded us. Go with me to John 12, if you would. John 12. This is such a beautiful passage here. You know the story that Jesus was friends with Martha and Mary and Lazarus. And oftentimes he'd go over to their house and they'd prepare him meals. And I guess he and his whole bunch would just show up over there and they'd feed them. And they had some big times in the house. And you know, Lazarus got sick and died. And praise God, Jesus came, even after he'd been in the grave for 3 days, and spoke the word of God, and Lazarus come hopping out of that tomb,
Amen.
Wrapped up in grave clothes.
Amen.
Well, not long after that, he's at their house, sitting down, eating with Martha and with Mary and with a man that was in a tomb
That's right.
just a few days ago. Well, they're happy. How many know the family is? How would you be? Oh, man. Talk about, I mean, you got meals and then you got meals where the fellowship is so rich and the love is so strong. And Mary, while they're sitting at the table, she gets up and excuses herself. And she goes back in her bedroom and she finds a pound of ointment of spikenard, which she had, which the Bible said was very costly. Everybody say very expensive. Very expensive. Not just expensive, what?
Very
expensive. Now, if you look at the other passages, it probably cost about a year's wage of an average wage maker. Now, that's going to vary, but today it'd be just like it was then. You're probably talking at least $20,000. A year's wages? You may be talking more like $50,000. I don't know. But you have to adjust for whatever the times are. A year's wage is a year's wage. This is probably one of, if not the, most expensive, precious things this woman has. So she takes, let's be conservative, and say $20,000. She takes $20,000 and she breaks that box and she dumps it on his feet, bloop, just like that. 20 grand, boom, like that. He can't wear it. He can't tell time with it. He can't ride in it. It just makes him smell really good for a little while. Everybody say 20 grand.
20 grand.
It's probably a lot more than that, you see. Yeah. But just like that, she dumps it on his feet. And then she gets down and takes her hair and wipes the excess off, and the whole house is just filled with this ointment of a whole pound of $20,000, $30,000 perfume being dumped. Is that beautiful?
Yes.
Is that an honor?
Yes.
Is that love?
Yes.
But what happened next? Then said one of his disciples, which one?
Judas
Iscariot, Simon's son, which should betray him. Why was not this ointment sold for 300 pence? That's over a year's wage. Why wasn't this sold for $20,000, $30,000, $50,000 and given to the poor? For people who don't understand these things, that sounds plausible. Did Jesus agree with him?
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, The Honor of God, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.